This hour of the Alex Jones Podcast is proudly sponsored by HarvestRack.com. Stop spending thousands of dollars on pre-made emergency food. Learn how to make your own healthy emergency food supply with the amazing in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRack.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a major whistleblower. They're confirmed, correct? Doubly confirmed. Joining us in about 8 minutes, James Rickards. I'm just going to leave it at that. It deals with global financial collapse, you name it. I haven't even gotten to the news up on Infowars.com. Video, veteran arrested at gunpoint for legal open carry. And you've got the ding-dong female cop running up with a shotgun in his face like she's found a terrorist. What a moron. Dallas-Fort Worth city plans heavy police presence to discourage border protests. Discourage, because they're going to ship them into Grand Prairie by the tens of thousands. And the cops are telling you, the mayor, American citizens, you keep your head down and shut up, trash. We got the new political class here. They're going to vote to turn Texas blue and take those guns. Oh, yeah, Dallas is going Democrat, folks. And again, you're like, well, at least, you know, Republicans are bad, too. And in Texas, the Republican platform is pretty darn good, folks. But not for long. They will ban the guns and they will send the armored vehicles. There will be a civil war, and the cops love it, I guess. I know they actually don't love it, but you're going to be where the rubber meets the road, buds. Continuing here, coming soon, TSA mind-reading scanners to catch terrorists. Interesting article by Paul Watson. Hobby Lobby decision creates small island of freedom in ocean of statism. That's on Infowars.com. What your startlingly intimate voyeuristic NSA file looks like. That's harder than saying he did something with seashells by the seashore. I forget that tongue twister we all did when we were a kid. A top general says Mexican border security now existential threat to U.S. What are the machines thinking? John Rappaport. And this is going to tie into our next guest. I just printed it again, guys. It's on the printer out there. The almighty dollar is in peril as the global de-dollarization trend accelerates. Very important article by Michael Schneider up on Infowars.com. But I do want to briefly get to this video by Mikhail Phelan up on Infowars.com on this incredible incident that's only now been released via the trial of what happens when you openly engage in open carry. And you look at the look on this woman's face, this cop. I mean, she sees the enemy, and that is, of course, a citizen. And they will come to known open carry demonstrations, even in San Antonio, and will arrest people till we show up 1,500. And then as soon as our demonstration was over, when there was a few people left, they would arrest them. Even though the state has said the ordinance in San Antonio is illegal, the police chief doesn't care because he knows best, because we can't have people walking around with guns because you want to be the only one with a gun. You want to feel special with a gun on your hip where we can't have guns on our hip. Now, I know most cops, national survey show over 95%, look it up, and study after study are pro-gun because they get it. But the police chiefs work for the feds by and large. I don't care if it's Austin, Texas, or San Antonio. And they need to be put in their place. This is our country. You're not the only one that gets to have a gun. You understand that? Get that through your head. And they said they were going to arrest us when we came down there to demonstrate, 1,500 of us, with the land commissioner, Jerry Patterson. They didn't do that, did they? No, they didn't. And I didn't read off a teleprompter when I gave my speech. I screamed so loud, I blew my voice out for 2 weeks. 2 weeks. I yell so loud, folks, my larynx starts bleeding. That's because I love freedom. First speech since the Alamo fell on the grounds, because it was a feedlot until the 40s. And then the Daughters of the Republic of Texas wouldn't allow any speeches there. But Patterson with the state has been taking it over. I'm not knocking the daughters. I've had family that's in it. But, you know, let's just say this. We're going to have it. We're going to have it for what it is. It's a Second Amendment pro-liberty shrine. And that's just the way it is. The men are taking it back over. It's the men that die.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part? You do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.
There's one major factor affecting the health of millions, and most people are completely unaware. Acid levels. Soda, meat, dairy, caffeine, and sugar can all lead to elevated acid levels in the body. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops get the body's pH levels back in perfect balance. It's a holistic, natural, and powerful approach that will give you greater health, vitality, and zest for life. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Headline, the almighty dollar is in peril as the global de-dollarization trend accelerates. Joining us is New York Times bestseller James Rickards. The Death of Money is his latest book, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System. We're going to spend the first half of the interview talking about where he sees the current system going, but he's also a major whistleblower who witnessed the insider trading leading up to 9/11. And he's going to basically break it all down today, proving complete prior knowledge by trading firms directly connected to the Central Intelligence Agency. And that was in Der Spiegel and a few U.S. papers the week after 9/11. But not the details, not an eyewitness to it. So this is bombshell info coming up here in just a few minutes. Again, his new book, The Death of Money. Now, before we go any further, we're seeing the controlled collapse of our nation. As he said a few weeks ago in England, General Petraeus, former head of the CIA, said, we're getting rid of the U.S., we're bringing in the North American Union. They have to do that. Mexico has opened their southern border to South Americans, Central Americans, the flood. That is only the detonator for the larger explosion for the huge waves that will come after that will dwarf it. And that's already beginning. That's why they announced that they let the kids go free and now their parents and now the felons, 36,000 of them, in one release last month. I'm going to say that again. The sheriff of Travis County, where I live in Austin, Texas, where the syndicated broadcast comes to you from, is criticized in the Austin Chronicle this week, saying how dare him deport 13 people a week. By the way, those are aggravated felons. They say Austin's supposed to be a sanctuary city, a, quote, secure community, but he's deporting 13 a week in a city of over 1,200,000 people that has over 5,000 illegals coming here a week. Oh, my gosh. It's just BS and disingenuous, says Amelia Ruiz Fisher of the Texas Civil Rights Project. Basically a La Raza front run by Jim Harrington. On Sheriff Hamilton's list is purporting to reflect serious offenses associated with the SCOM detainees, but were arrested for those crimes, not immigration offenses. And they just say he's deporting, but he's bringing them to ICE. ICE is letting them loose. The sheriff, when they arrest illegals and they have felony records, he's deporting them. Oh, my, how mean. And I've talked to Travis County prosecutors who've been in my office off record. And they said, no, the judges just released them for drunk driving. You name it. People are being now released, folks, for aggravated assault with a weapon. The illegals are above the law. And how dare them all not be legalized and given free welfare immediately. How racist. When they're not chanting La Raza, Viva La Mexico, or Viva Honduras or Guatemala, we have the video of the rallies in Austin. Why, they put American flags on their heads. How mean of the black sheriff, the evil racist sheriff. So, I mean, the country's just wide open. And it's lawlessness funding Al-Qaeda to attack every Christian they can in the Middle East. It's lawless to shut down the power plants and Obamacare. It's all totally evil. Look at these headlines. We're going to our guest. Look at these headlines. What comes after America? After America, there's North America. Dr. Corsi today has written an article. He's coming on tomorrow, following our lead, on the announcement of the North American Union. Again, we played that a few weeks ago, but now WorldNet Daily has reported on it. Continuing, coming soon, TSA mind-reading scanners to catch terrorists. Paul Joseph Watson. Actually, if you look at CBS News and MSNBC from 2002, they put in 5 airports passive brain scanners then. Now they're going to roll them out. Brain scanners. Hobby Lobby decision, again, creates small island of freedom and ocean of statism. A good Ron Paul interview. That's just some of the news up on Infowars.com. And I wanted to get into some of the news dealing with the open borders and then right to our guest. But it is confirmed now that Obama is ordering the illegals bust deeper into the country. We broke it in mid-June. It is now confirmed by the New York Times. McClatchy, some on right push to impeach Obama in Congress and at the state level. Absolutely. I mean, the president opening the borders up, 100% impeached, indicted in the House, convicted in the Senate, open and shut. Backlash stirs in U.S. against foreign worker visa acceleration because the jobs are being lost. The wages are going down. We don't need more cheap engineers, folks. If we had a need for them, it'd be okay. But it's destroying the way of life. And it just continues on from there. Feds again to bring in riot squads against illegal immigration protesters. No, how dare them go when the DHS buses ship the illegals in to be put on Greyhounds? How dare them be pointing this out 3 weeks after we broke it? How dare this issue be raised? So now riot police are coming. And again, in Grand Prairie, Texas, my old stomping grounds, that's where I'm from, Rockwall in that area, DFW Metroplex, multiple cities are saying, we're going to have riot police out to discourage you demonstrating when we ship tens of thousands in to be housed in Grand Prairie. Look at the mayor. I mean, hey, you better not come out. Cops will be there. I mean, think of that. Think of what America has turned into. We have that clip coming up. It's up on InfoWars.com. It's on Channel 11, CBS. Sources, feds are bringing riot squads against illegal immigration protesters in Dallas and in Southern California. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I mean, this government is pure criminal. Where is Rick Perry declaring civil emergency and ordering the Texas Guard out to go down there and to grab those people and to forcibly bus them over to Mexico and then continue to do it? Because once the border fully implodes, which has now happened, if the next wave makes it, folks, it'll be wide open forever, which is the plan. And then they'll put a police state in with domestic checkpoints for you and me, not the illegals who are above the law. Texas Dem, Obama administration, releasing 500 mothers with children per day. That's a whitewash number in McAllen alone. Yeah, we were down there and broke that. Now that's mainstream news, Daily Caller. Scabies spreads among border detainees. Using the word illegal is the N-word, according to CNN. Viva La Raza, pro-illegal activist chant, up with the race. Go home to Europe. Immigration rallies clash in California. Go back to Europe. There's the headline, Washington Times. Top general says Mexico border security now existential threat to U.S. That's the head of NORTHCOM saying that and urges Congress for help. That's a big deal. I should cover that more, but I'll do it the next hour. We're going to keep our guests a little bit with us into the next hour. I really appreciate him coming on with us. This is such a big deal, what you're about to hear in the next hour. The death of money, the coming collapse of the international monetary system. And what's in the news today? There is an acceleration out of the dollar by allies like South Korea, not just China, not just Russia, not just Japan, not just the Middle East. This is a huge deal and being done by design. Because before global governance can come in, the dollar has to finally die. They're going to ride the horse till it dies. But we have a real financial expert with us. The first half of the interview, we're going to skip this network break. This is so important. With James Rickards, will be on the monetary issues and his new book and his last best-selling book as well, Currency Wars. Then we will get into the insider trading. He witnesses an incredible whistleblower. James Rickards is the author of the national bestseller, Currency Wars, The Making of the Next Global Crisis, that predicted everything that happened in 2008. The Death of Money of the Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System is his latest book. He is a portfolio manager and partner in the Merchant Bank based in New York. He's also a counselor and investment advisor and has held senior positions at Citibank, Long-Term Capital Management, and Caxton Associates in 98. He was the principal negotiator for the rescue of LTCM sponsored by the Federal Reserve. His clients include institutional investors and government directorates. Mr. Rickards has delivered papers on risk at the Singularity University, Los Alamos National Laboratory, and has written numerous articles on risk management. He is also an advisor on capital markets to the U.S. intelligence community and the Office of the Secretary of Defense. JamesRickardsProject.com is the website. We'll put that up on screen for TV viewers. Thank you for coming on, sir. I really appreciate it. And you've got the floor to break down in layman's terms, but then more technical, what we face, where we are, and then I want to get into the big picture and basically how people can protect themselves. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Great to be with you. And the new book, The Death of Money, it sounds like a provocative title, but it's actually not meant to be that provocative. The international monetary system has collapsed three times in the past 100 years. It collapsed in 1914, again in 1939, and again in 1971. So these collapses happen every 30 or 40 years, and it's been a little over 40 years since the last one. Now, that doesn't mean it collapses tomorrow like clockwork. It just means that no one should be surprised if it does. says, and there are plenty of warning signs, official actions pointing very much in this direction. And then, so what I do in the book is I take the reader through the instability of the system. I say, it's not a question of committing errors in the future. The errors have already been committed. The blunders have already been made. It's like snow that's piled up and we're waiting for the avalanche. We're just waiting for that one snowflake to bring it all tumbling down. So that's actually fairly foreseeable. But what I try to do is say, okay, when that happens, because it has happened three times before, what comes next? What will the future international monetary system look like? And then go all the way back to square one. What can investors do today to sort of prepare for that? So that's the big picture. You know, my first book, Currency Wars, came out in 2011. And if you open up to Chapter 8 of Currency Wars, guess what's there? It talks about Ukraine, Gazprom, Russia, natural gas as a weapon, et cetera. In other words, all the things that are happening today were in my 2011 book. If you want to know what's going to happen two or three years from now, read the new book, because that really is the purpose, is to look over the horizon and see what's coming.
Obviously, everyone should get the book. Everyone should get the book, and it's available. You can link through it, jamesrickardsproject.com or Amazon, you name it. Go ahead.
Now, let's get specific with regard to the dollar, Alex. You know, when you write a book and it comes out, hopefully you get a lot of things right, but one of the things you ask yourself is, well, did I get anything wrong? Is there anything I might have missed? And looking at the book, which has only been out for a few months, I would say the one thing is things that I thought might take a year or two to play out are actually playing out now. Now, this collapse is happening faster than I thought even when I wrote the book last year. And just to be specific, imagine a stool with three legs, and resting on the stool is the dollar. And the three legs are Russia, China, and Saudi Arabia, the three props, if you will, under the dollar. Let's take them one at a time. Saudi Arabia, that's basically the story of the petrodollar. You know, in 1974, in the late 70s, the dollar almost collapsed at that time. We had 50% inflation between 1977 and 1981. We had three recessions back to back to back. You know, the price of gold went up 2,000%. It was a complete run on the dollar. Henry Kissinger struck a deal with the Saudi Arabians, with the royal family in Saudi Arabia, to price oil in dollars. Now, there is no reason then or now why oil has to be priced in dollars. So at the time, it could have been priced in Deutschmarks or Japanese yen, Swiss francs, or gold. Today, it could be priced in euros, maybe dollars and the other things. But there's no reason oil has to be priced exclusively in dollars. But it was. That put an enormous prop under the dollar, because everyone needs oil. So if oil is priced in dollars and you need oil, that means you need dollars. People who don't have any other reason to want dollars have to have them to buy the oil. So that was a support for the dollar. Now, what was the other side of the deal? The other side of the deal is that we, the United States, would guarantee the national security of Saudi Arabia. We would prop up the House of Saud. Now, that deal lasted until last December. Last December, President Obama stabbed the Saudi Arabians in the back by anointing Iran as the regional hegemonic power in the Middle East. Now, what that means is, you know, U.S. is withdrawing power from around the world. That's very obvious, and the president said so in his speech at West Point. But what he wants to do is sort of leave a cop on the beat. So in every hotspot around the world, there's some power that's going to kind of take care of things in the neighborhood, if you want to think of it that way. Well, the U.S. greenlighted Iran as the cop on the beat in the Middle East. We greenlighted their nuclear ambitions. I know there are these talks underway, but the fact is the centrifuges are still spinning. The Iraq reactor is still operating, and that is only good for one thing, which is it produces plutonium, which is only good for one thing, which is making atomic weapons. And so that's going to full speed ahead. So the Saudi Arabians took that as a stab in the back, and they should. And by the way, in a recent briefing given by a very high-level U.S. officials to the King of Saudi Arabia, they went through this long, you know, 45-minute presentation about all the nuance in our policy with Iran and all that. And the King, who I think is 91 or 92 years old, at the end of it, he just grunted and said, "They get one, we get one." Those are his exact words. And what he meant was Iran gets a nuke, Saudi Arabia, they get nukes the next day, they'll just fly them in from Pakistan. So now that we've reneged on our side of the deal, no longer guaranteeing the security of Saudi Arabia, they feel free to renege on their side of the deal, supporting the dollar. So watch for oil to suddenly be priced in euros and other currencies. Now over to China. What's China doing? Well, China kind of painted themselves into a corner. They bought almost $3 trillion worth of U.S. dollar-denominated securities for their reserves. Reserves are just your savings account. So, you know, if you make $50,000 and you spend $40,000, you've got $10,000 in savings. You can put it in the bank or the stock market or whatever. Well, it's no different with countries. When countries run a trade surplus, they have savings, and they have to put it somewhere. And in China's case, they have savings going to the trillions of dollars. Well, they put all their savings into, unfortunately for them, U.S. Treasury notes. Now, there's an old saying in banking, if I owe you $1 million, I have a problem. But if I owe you $1 billion, you have a problem because you have to collect the money from me. So since we owe China $3 trillion, they have a problem. They can't dump the securities. They might want to, but the market's not that big. So what are they doing instead? They're buying gold by the thousands of tons. And just to put that in perspective, there are only about 33,000 tons of official gold in the world. Official gold means the gold held by central banks and sovereign wealth funds and the finance ministries and so forth. So it's only about 33,000 tons in the world. China has bought about 3,000 tons, or 10% of all the official gold in the world, just in the last 4 years. Now, they have not disclosed this, by the way. You have to gather this from mining output, Hong Kong imports, covert sources. They're using military and intelligence assets to do this. But the evidence is there, and this is all in my book as well. So why are they doing that? Well, they're creating a hedge position. In other words, they can't dump the treasuries. But if we inflate the dollar, which we're trying to do, Janet Yellen has said we need more inflation. Inflation is just theft from savers. I mean, inflation sounds like a technical word. Just think of it as someone reaching in your pocket and stealing your money. That's what inflation is. So Janet Yellen says we need more inflation. In other words, we need more theft from savers. Well, China's the biggest saver in the world. They got $3 trillion, as I mentioned. So if we inflate the dollar, they're going to lose on their paper. But if they have enough gold, gold's going to go up a lot. So they're going to lose on the paper, but they're going to make it up on the gold. So that's the way to hedge their position without dumping the treasury securities. That's what the Chinese are doing. Over to Russia, we're in a financial war with Russia. Of course, Russia invaded Crimea. It's causing trouble in eastern Ukraine. No one, left, right, or center, thinks there should be a military response to that, and there's not going to be. But the U.S. doesn't want to be seen to be doing nothing, kind of rolling over, playing dead. So the president has announced economic sanctions, which are a form of financial warfare. By the way, we've been in a financial war with Iran, or had been, from 2012 up until the end of 2013. But the president sort of called a truce in that war and eased up on the sanctions on Iran. That was part of that stab in the back I mentioned earlier. But now we're in a financial war with Russia. By the way, these sanctions are fairly tame. You know, it sort of amounts to the fact that a few oligarchs may not get to go to the Super Bowl next year. But the bottom line on all that is Russia's different from Iran. They can fight back. They can seize U.S. assets in Russia. They can dump U.S. Treasury securities, raise our interest rates, sink our stock market. They can unleash their hackers to shut down the New York Stock Exchange. So the U.S. has to be careful about going too far in that realm because Russia can fight back. So
sure, James,
all three of these legs.
Let me just throw this in, and people just joined us. James Rickards is our guest. He's the best-selling author of Currency Wars, if you just tuned in. And he's breaking down what his new book gets into that just came out a few months ago, The Death of Money, The Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System. And I want you to quantify for folks, when you say U.S., I guess you mean the collection of special interests kind of allied with the Anglo-American establishment, or correct me if your view is different than mine, and what their worldview is. I see them pushing such a complex strategy that there isn't even really a strategy at all. They just think there's a strategy, and they're destabilizing the whole world in a belief that they can manage crises for more personal gain for the political and elite corporate class. But in the overall, losing true American soft power in the end and bringing in a global crisis that basically could end superpower status for the United States, and we become some weird hermit third world dictatorship of the totalitarians.
Well, there is a difference between the United States government and America the Beautiful. I do think that's important to bear in mind. I'm really speaking about the government and official.
Sure,
actions.
What do you think of what they've done? What do you think of what they've done?
Well, look, I just I don't have to get into any hidden conspiracies. I just take their actual words. I met with members of the Federal Open Market Committee. I've met with central bankers, and privately, not publicly, but privately, they will tell you they don't know what they're doing. They are making it up as they go along.
Exactly.
They say, we try this. If it doesn't work, we pull it back. If it works, we try a little more. I mean, the Federal Reserve has had 15 separate policies since 2009. You know, the forward guidance, first it was 2012, then it was 2013, now it's 2015, QE1, QE2. QE3, which had Part A, Part B, Operation Twist, currency wars, you know, you can name it. I mean, on and on and on. When you have 15 policies in 5 years, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly. So bottom line, Judgment Day is coming, and the question is, what will Judgment Day look like?
Well, Judgment Day will look like a collapse of confidence in the U.S. dollar. And people say the dollar isn't backed by anything. Actually, it is backed by one thing. This is what Paul Volcker says, and I think he's right. It's backed by confidence.
Yes.
People believe the dollar is a store of value. They will continue to use dollars. But the minute they stop believing that, the dollar can collapse like a house of cards. Now, the problem with the Federal Reserve in particular, and I would say the U.S. Treasury, they take confidence for granted. They assume it's always going to be there. Therefore, they can do any policy they want. And it's all good. But confidence is fragile. It can be lost quickly. Once you lose it, it's very hard to get back.
All right. James Rickards is our guest. He is a heavy hitter. Comes highly recommended by Max Kaiser, but I'm familiar with his work separately. And he's really given us the non-political straight dope on what he thinks is going on. And it's not really what he thinks. Like he said, most of this stuff is on record. We're going to find out the time frame he thinks for the collapse, how bad it's going to be, what you can do to protect yourself straight ahead.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here for InfoWars.com. In the month of July, we have got giant specials on everything at MadeIn1776.com. The already discounted MadeIn1776 t-shirts are only $17.76. We have the new belt buckles that in only 2 weeks of sale are very close to selling out. There's only 500 of each. We're talking about Made in America belt buckles and nickeled brass. This is more than a summer blowout special. This is a new declaration of independence. But to expand the InfoWar, we're offering the equivalent of more than 5 months free right now when you get a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv for a limited time, only $39.95 a year. That's more than 5 months free off the regular price. Not just this July 4th weekend, but the entire month of July at MadeIn1776.com. Molon Labe, you can take my gun from my cold, dead hands.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com.
Supernaturalsilver.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
The Death of Money is the book, available in bookstores everywhere. The Coming Collapse, International Monetary System. Since his book came out, we've seen the acceleration away from the dollar, and we've seen food prices and a lot of other things increase, even with the Cook numbers. We're going to talk to him about that, when the collapse is going to accelerate, or can it be staved off at this point with his expert view. And then the big issue, insider trading 9/11, with our guest James Rickards here in just a moment. First off, a couple issues. The new issue, we sell them in bulk at cost. to Wake Up Friends and Family. You can buy, you know, 10 of these for the cost of a regular glossy, you know, 60-something page magazine. The InfoWars special report, Welcome to America, double cover. And it gets into the treason of opening our borders and giving the free welfare to the illegals. Now that's part of the North American Union, in General Petraeus' own words. And it covers a lot more in the new issue, available in groups of 10 up to 100 to sell in your store, hand out to friends and family, or give to the city council or the police department, or to donate to the library. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Also, in the month of July, at MadeIn1776.com, or just go to InfoWarsStore.com and click on the MadeIn1776 link, all of the Made in America, Molon Labe, come and take it, limited edition belt buckles, water bottles, Navy SEAL produced bottle breachers, Molon Labe men and women's T-shirts, all the anti-socialist George Washington apparel that drives socialists into hissy fits, all Made in America, InfoWarsStore.com. It's all massively discounted in the month of July. The golf shirts, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. And lastly, in the month of July, we're doing that year-end special that we never do during the summer that's so popular, where you can get 5.3 months free on a yearly membership for the Nightly News, 7 o'clock weeknights, all the films, my book, Paul Watson's book, so many other films, live events, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWarsNews.com. Every membership for $5.95 a month can be used by 11 people simultaneously. Now, when you sign up for a year instead of a month, you get 5+ months free, almost half off, that we're offering right now for the month of July. Very popular special. I want to thank all of you that are members. That's InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsNews.com to sign up for that special. InfoWarsNews.com. And, of course, we've got discounts going with promo code WATER on the great ProPure water filtration systems if you don't want to drink the glyphosates and fluoride. And all of your purchases support this unabashed, hardcore, openly truthful, openly libertarian, openly biased towards liberty and the truth, InfoWars.com, radio, TV, nightly news, documentary film, news site, news combine that reaches close to 20 million people a week one way or another. What the Wall Street Journal and others have called the model of new media in the last decade, and only growing faster with our team of reporters, everybody else, and all the amazing guests. So I want to thank you all for your financial support. We don't get your money like MSNBC through stimulus money or NPR with taxpayer money. We're funded by free association, you deciding to become PrisonPlanet.tv members, deciding to get the fine supplements at InfoWarsLife.com, and I want to thank all of you. All right, going back to our guest, who is the best-selling author of, well, multiple books, highly recommended from Max Keiser. Everything he's saying from my research is spot on, but he goes deeper with his different connections inside the Federal Reserve and the defense establishment, JamesRickardsProject.com, or just Google James Rickards and his site will come up. The new book is The Death of Money, and he joins us via audio Skype now. Be sure and go check his website out. You can see him on Fox News and other channels as well. Some very informative videos up there. So boiling it all down, this is going to happen. The question is, when will it happen? And my issue for you is, I'm not an economist or a, you know, top investor like you who's made so many accurate predictions. I know it's coming, but I already see prices increasing everywhere as the controlled media tells me prices aren't going up very much. I already see when I travel out of the country, the dollar is frowned upon in places just a few years ago. It was smiled upon. I already see all over the place signs of real depression in many areas. And then I see the government gearing up for civil unrest, the Department of Defense admitting it. I mean, they've got to know Obamacare is going to shut down the economy, shutting down power plants is going to shut down the economy. They've got to know open borders, all of this. I mean, you're saying it's a bunch of ineptitude, and I know they have been trying everything under the sun. I'm sure that's part of it, but isn't there the vulture capitalist, crony capitalist angle of this, that a lot of insiders are going to make a lot of money out of a depression? Or do you disagree with that, sir?
No, I think that's exactly right. And Exhibit A, I would say, is Warren Buffett. Now, look, Warren Buffett has this image as the, you know, avuncular sage of Omaha, the stock investor friend, blah, blah, blah. But when it comes to billionaires, don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Warren Buffett's last two big acquisitions, you go back a few years, he bought the Burlington Northern Santa Fe Railroad. Now, he bought the whole thing, by the way, and took it private. He didn't just buy a few shares. He bought the whole thing. Now, what is a railroad? A railroad is nothing but hard assets. It's right-of-way, mining rights adjacent to the right-of-way, rail, rolling stock, yards, switches, signals, etc. How does a railroad make money? It moves hard assets as freight, coal, corn, wheat, steel, etc. So a railroad is the ultimate hard asset. It's composed of hard assets, and it makes money moving hard assets. What was Warren Buffett's next big purchase? He bought oil and natural gas resources. And by the way, he doesn't need the Keystone Pipeline because he can move his own oil on his own railroad. You line up 100 tanker cars, you got a pipeline on wheels. So Warren Buffett is a guy who's dumping dollars as fast as he can, getting into hard assets. It doesn't matter what happens to the dollar. The dollar could be confetti, which has happened before to other currencies. He still owns a railroad. He still owns oil. He still owns natural gas. He owns things that people need. This is very similar, by the way, to what happened in the famous Weimar hyperinflation in the Weimar Republic in Germany in 1922 and 1923. We all know who the losers were. The losers were the middle class savers. If you had money in the bank, a pension, an annuity, an insurance policy, retirement income, a steady job, you were the loser because all of your fixed income assets were wiped out. But there were a lot of winners, too. The winners were the industrialists, people with factories. If you have a factory, it's a factory. It doesn't matter what the currency does. People who had gold in Switzerland, people who had assets overseas, they were the winners because they were not wiped out. Then they went around and bought up all the losers, consolidated industrial holdings into relatively few hands. Then they decided that Hitler would be a good puppet for them. That didn't work out too well in the long run. But we've seen this movie before. So watch what Buffett does. He's dumping paper money, getting into hard analysis. But there are many, many other examples. And, you know, Alex, when we talk about this collapse, I think the government and the Federal Reserve would like to avoid it, but there's another part of them that knows it's coming. So they've got their own plan B ready. And like we said earlier, you don't have to break into a safe in the middle of the night. They actually put this stuff on their website. Go to the IMF website, the International Monetary Fund website. They published a paper in January 2011. It's on the website. And it's a 10-year plan to make the SDR, that's the special drawing right. SDR stands for special drawing right, the global reserve currency. Now, what's an SDR? Well, it stands for special drawing right. That's a really geeky name. What it is world money. Now, so why did they call it an SDR? Well, they knew if they called it world money, it might scare people. So they gave it this really, you know, technical name so people would sort of yawn and look somewhere else. It's kind of like the Federal Reserve. I mean, the Federal Reserve is the central bank of the United States. Why did they not call it the central bank of the United States in 1913? Because they knew that Americans hate central banks. So they called it the Federal Reserve. Well, the same thing with this world money. It's the special drawing right. Now, by the way, there's nothing new about SDRs. They were invented in 1969. They've been issued from time to time. They were actually issued in 2009. I might have been the only guy outside the IMF to notice. But this is just printed money. And by the way, the easiest way to understand it is not that technical. The Federal Reserve has a printing press. They can print dollars. The European Central Bank has a printing press. They can print euros. The IMF has a printing press. They can print SDRs. And they do. And they have. And they're not backed by anything. And it'll be highly inflationary, except when we – so the next time there's a liquidity crisis. Remember, the last time there was a liquidity crisis and a financial panic in 2008, the Fed bailed out the whole world. We know they printed $4 trillion, but that was just the tip of the iceberg. They did tens of trillions of dollars of swaps, guarantees, with the FDIC, guaranteed every bank deposit in America, guaranteed every money market fund in America. Propped up the system for the benefit of, you know, the elites, the power elites who actually benefit the most from that. But there's a problem. They're tapped out. In other words, they haven't unwound any of that. A lot of that's still in place. So when the next crisis comes, it's going to be bigger than the Fed. They're not going to be able to go to $8 trillion or $12 trillion on their balance sheet, because they'll destroy confidence. So where is the liquidity going to come from? It's going to come from the IMF in the form of SDRs. It will be highly inflationary, but no one will understand where it's coming from. I call the IMF transparently non-transparent. And what I mean by that is they're transparent in the sense that they put these plans on their website, but they're non-transparent in the sense that no one understands them because it's all technical.
Sure, exactly. They try to play both sides. And they consolidate power on the way up in the bubble. They consolidate power during the collapse, always posing as the savior. They never get in trouble. So you've broken down the technicals beautifully, and I know your book gets into more detail. How bad is it going to get? Because they're funding destabilizations in Eastern Europe. They're funding this new caliphate running around, starting a civil war, blowing up Shiite mosque. Look, I understand they don't know what they're doing at many levels, trying to put it off so they can say they tried to do it. But on the other hand, they're trying to destabilize things at the same time. I mean, the evidence is there. What do they think they're going to get out of this? Where is America going? How bad is it going to get? And what's the time frame? Because am I wrong in saying that we're seeing major signs that the creep towards the exits at the movie theater is starting to get a little bit faster here? Because it looks like the dollar's in trouble here.
Well, the dollar's in trouble, but so are global capital markets, and the signs are everywhere. Alex, let me give you a very concrete example. So we're watching the stock indices. I guess the stock market's off a tiny bit today, but they've been going up and up and up. They're at all-time highs. They're at record highs. And the mainstream media says, hey, happy days are here again. Stock market's at an all-time high. Get out there and buy some stocks. Meanwhile, this is going up on very high leverage, meaning borrowed money. So New York Stock Exchange leverage is at an all-time high, and it's going up on very thin volume, which means that not many people are participating. But meanwhile, what the experts, the pros, are buying put options. Now, a put option is a way to bet that the market's going down. So let's say I have a lot of stock and it's been going up and I've been making a lot of money. Well, I might want to get out, but if I start selling the stock, I might be the snowflake that causes the avalanche, and I don't want that to happen. So what they do is they go over here to a different market. They buy put options, which is a bet the market's going to go down. Now, remember the Chinese, they got the paper, but they also have the gold.
Yeah.
The pros have the stocks, but they also have their hedging. So when the market crashes, the little guy's going to get wiped out on his 401k, but the big guys, yeah, they'll lose money on their stocks, but they're going to make money on their puts and lock in their profits. This is the kind of thing that's going on behind the scenes. You have to be a bit of an expert, a bit of a technician to see it, but it is visible. All this is publicly available.
And it's accelerating, correct? They're not just hedging now. From what I've seen, they're piling on to getting out of all the pop assets on the NASDAQ and the Dow Jones, and they're moving into the most hardcore stable assets.
Right. Well, some of them are doing that. Warren Buffett's a good example. But for people who want to hedge themselves without, because remember, if you start selling the stock, you might be the guy who causes the avalanche. What they're doing is keeping the stock to some extent, but buying these put options. So now they're hedged. The market could go down. They don't care because whatever they lose in the stocks, they'll make in the puts. But the little guy is not a
How long can this go on?
Well, one of the hard things is some of these things can go on longer than you expect. It won't go on forever. I don't think it'll go on much longer. I don't think we'll get 2 or 3 years down the road. We might not get 1 year down the road. I don't want to say it's going to happen tomorrow because the thing about bubbles is they go on longer than we expect. But I wouldn't be waiting for the day. See, a lot of people, I talk about this all over the world, Alex, and people invariably come to me and they say something to the effect of, hey, Jim, call me at 3 o'clock the day before it crashes. I'll sell my stocks and buy gold. And I say, it doesn't work that way. I'm not going to know the day before. I can see it coming for sure, but I'm not going to know the day before. The time to prepare is now. The time to get out of stocks, get some gold. Don't go overboard. I recommend 10% gold. Other kinds of hard assets,
sure.
Fine art, et cetera. The time to do that is now. By the way, for the small investor, when you want gold, when gold starts gapping up, when I say gapping up, $100 an ounce, boom. Next day, up $200 an ounce, boom. Next day, up $300 an ounce. A week goes by, it's up $1,000 an ounce. It's running away. That's when most people are going to say, oh, gee, I better get some gold. Guess what? You're not going to be able to find it. The mint will stop shipping. Your local dealer will be out. The
big you want to get it beforehand.
Sovereign wealth funds. Correct. That's exactly right.
Well, look at the Chinese government, the University of Texas. They've all been quietly hoarding it while they use all these naked shorts and things to drive down the overall price of gold. But as real inflation kicks in all commodities, I don't think they can suppress the price of gold much longer. I would imagine it's going to go up in the fall. What do you say?
It usually does go up in the fourth quarter. Fourth quarter is usually strong for gold. I think the technical setup is good. I was in Switzerland recently, and on this last trip, instead of visiting the banks, which I usually do, I went to see the guys who actually store gold, the top secure logistics firms in the world, and the guys who actually refine gold. So people handling the physical stuff. They told me stories that'll make your hair stand on end. I talked to the largest refiner in Switzerland. He said he's working triple shifts, so 24 hours a day. Producing 20 tons of gold a week. The Chinese are taking half, so there's 10 tons of gold a week going to China times 50 weeks. That's 500 tons a year. Remember, I mentioned earlier, there's not that much official gold in the world. So he said the Chinese want more, but he said I won't sell it to them because I have to take care of my regular customers. And he said for the first time, I'm having trouble sourcing gold, meaning, you know, when you're a refiner, you take gold from, you know, scrap and jewelry and miners and other 400-ounce bars, and you re-refine it into what the Chinese want, which are 1 kilo bars of 4.9 purity. He said, I'm having trouble sourcing it. I said, well, when was the last time that happened? He said, it's never happened. So the technical setup is very strong. Gold is just, you know, the reason gold had a weak year in 2013 was because the exchange traded fund, GLD, that's the ticker symbol, scored 500 tons. That was a raid on the GLD warehouse by the big banks who control that warehouse because they were sending that gold to China. Well, you can't do that twice. I mean, you can do it once because they had, about 1,100 tons at the beginning of the year. So take away 500 tons, now you're down.
So now is the time, in your view, to buy gold, but people never do. They only buy once it's racing up. It's of course, I buy when it's low. I bought most of my gold at about $300 to $500 and haven't sold any of it. We're going to come back and go to break, sir, and I want to segue into really the bombshell information that you let out a little bit on Max Kaiser's show on RT a few months ago. I mean, I know it was in Der Spiegel and some of the German newspapers at the time, but you were a witness, according to Max, to this, to some of the insider trading prior to 9/11. So I want to go to break and come back in the next two little short segments and really, have you break that down and what that signifies, because, you know, you're saying you don't know the day before something's going to happen, but other people did. And I remember also in the papers, it wasn't just that. There were, FBI agents and Secret Service people, and there were little kids that said those towers won't be there next week. And then that all got shut down. So it was a lot of people that knew, a lot of people that across the board who didn't go to work that day. And those are not conspiracy theories. The media has tried to turn it into those with red herring, fake stories and things. But undoubtedly, that's a big deal. So our guest, James Rickards, has a lot of courage, best-selling author of Currency Wars. He's going to come back and talk about that. The Death of Money, the Coming Collapse of the International Monetary System, is his new book. And I've not read it yet. It just came in last week, and I've had family in town and stuff, and then been out of town. But I'm going to read it immediately. But hearing him talk, it's some of the most cogent, focused analysis I've ever heard. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This hour brought to you by InfidelBodyArmor.com. When it hits the fan, don't be left without the body armor that will save your life. With prices starting at just $374.99 and ships free. Get yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Hi, Ted Anderson with Midas Resources. Is it time to convert paper 401ks and IRAs to solid gold and silver yet? Get our 10 Reasons book free. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Clean water at home, clean water at the office, clean water on the go. The Berkey Guy has a Berkey water filtration model for anywhere you are and one that fits any budget. Thousands of satisfied customers can't be wrong. For free shipping within the U.S., go to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653. Helping thousands prepare since 2005, GoBerkey.com.
Get the most important package of information you'll ever receive in your life for only $10. The package includes 3 books and 7 DVD programs which cover biblical miracles and prophecy. The Shroud of Turin, The Third Secret of Fatima, What Really Happened to the Catholic Church, and more. Call 800-513-0029. That's 800-513-0029. Or go to VaticanCatholic.com. That's VaticanCatholic.com. 800-513-0029. VaticanCatholic.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I am telling you to take cover.
The number of intense storms is increasing exponentially in the U.S. Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, and droughts are happening with greater magnitude and frequency. If you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster
is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48. Visit us online or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We will not be forgotten. We won't be left behind. Our memories live on
Alex Jones. Third hour's coming up. Our guest will be with us a little bit into the third hour. And I plan to get into other news and open the phones up. Here's a headline out of Voice of Russia. Beijing, Seoul, that's South Korea's capital, agree to direct trade in national currencies. That's a big deal. Those two have a massive amount of trade that then ends up here. I mean, the dollar is being cut off every day. And it is just very, very frightening because I talk to the average person out there, and they say, I don't care if they shut down coal power plants. I don't care if they shut down somebody's business. I don't own it. I don't care if the dollar dies. Let it die. Alex, this system needs to come down. America's corrupt. I'm sick of it. Let it all come down. Well, yeah, it is corrupt, but it's not America. It's a multinational system, and it's going to hurt us, folks. It's going to hurt the average person. I don't care if the stock market goes down. I don't own any stock. It affects everybody you work for, where you go, the bonuses you get. It's ridiculous how self-centered the average American is. And I'm not saying everybody. But we were very morally upright people on average when we had the Great Depression, and it was rough. And I think what we're about to see could be even worse. What do you briefly say to that, James Rickards, best-selling author and top analyst, about what a depression would look like with this type of population?
Well, if you want to know what a depression looks like, look around, Alex. We're in a depression. This depression started in 2007, and it will continue indefinitely until we get some structural changes, which I don't see on the horizon. Now, a lot of people don't know what the meaning of a depression is. They assume it means continuous declining GDP, but that is not the definition. You can have growth in a depression. What it means is the growth is depressed relative to trend. So a trend, long-term trend of growth in the United States is, say, 3.5%. And by the way, in the short run, you can grow 4, 5, or even 6%, as we did during some of the years when Ronald Reagan was president, because you're bringing unemployed people back into the labor force at a faster rate. So trend is 3.5%. Short-term growth is 4 or 5%. But if you're actually growing at 1-2%, which we are, that's a depression. It's the gap between the potential and the actual. And that represents lost wealth, and you never make it up. So, I mean, you have to be 90 years old today to have a living memory of the Great Depression. So, essentially, basically, no one knows what it feels like. Well, except what we do, it feels like this. And I've had people say, well, Jim, if we're in a depression, where are the soup lines? The soup lines are at Whole Foods, because you get your food stamps on a little debit card, and you can walk into Whole Foods and get some gourmet soup to go. So, it's not that we don't have soup lines, but they're just in the supermarkets. Not on the streets. But you look at labor force participation, you look at real wages, you look at unemployed, underemployed, people working part-time, wish they had full-time jobs, actual growth. We're in a depression now. Now, could it get worse? Yes, it could get a lot worse, because you can put a financial panic or financial collapse on top of a depressed economy, and that's what I see coming.
Sure. I mean, if the welfare checks don't show up, or if they don't have the buying power, it's the same of them not showing up. Cities will burn. I mean, that's just a fact. And the Pentagon knows that. Do they think a bunch of armored vehicles are going to keep everybody safe?
Well, they're hoping it doesn't come to that, but they're certainly prepared for it. I mean, we see, not news really, the militarization of local police. As I said, these are not, your local police force are not people who get kittens out of trees. They've got flashbang grenades, high-tech battering rams, night vision goggles, tear gas, automatic weapons, body armor personnel carriers, and they'll break down your door for, a simple, credit card fraud or something. So, and there was a case the other day where sadly they threw a grenade and blew the face off a 2-year-old child sleeping in a crib. So that's your local police force.
But if you're illegal and have an aggravated felony, you can come right on in. I mean, this is becoming bizarro world. Stay there. We've got a little 5-minute segment, sir, after a 1-minute break, where I want you to finish up on the collapse in your book and what you mean by the death of money. I haven't read the book yet. I read your last book years ago. And then I want to, in that next segment, you've agreed to stay with us about 15 after or so, I want to get into the insider trading, because, folks, You're one of the only eyewitnesses to this. It was confirmed, but not the details. So the third hour is coming up. Folks, tell your friends and family to tune in. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
By now, you may know that a Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that's easily transferred from person to person over the Internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. Plus, a large number of businesses and merchants already accept Bitcoins. And Bitcoins are easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. If you're interested in making money in the Bitcoin market right away, and by right away, we mean start making money today, please visit us at cloudhashing.com. Cloudhashing.com is one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world, delivering the highest profits to people just like you. To get started, join us at cloudhashing.com and you will start mining Bitcoins right away and get paid daily. You heard correctly. You will receive payments every single day. And the best part, you do not need a computer or need any experience in mining Bitcoins. It's perfect for everyone. Learn more at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. Start making money today at cloudhashing.com.